is 840 CFCW. Thanks for joining us on Wednesday, which means it is time for Gardening with Sharon. It's brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim and fresh veggies. Awesome fresh veggies.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Tealsgreenhouse.ca. So, Sharon, I have a question. You've got me fertilizing every week. I'm being a very good girl with all my flowers. Do I keep fertilizing now that we're into the, I guess, dog days of summer, as they call it?
As with so many questions in horticulture, Jackie Ray, there's often more than one answer to the question. So the purpose of fertilizer is to provide nutrients to plants to keep them in peak performance, right? Annuals that are fertilized weekly and they're constantly blooming, so their metabolism is going hard and fast. Fertilizer helps keep them blooming and beautiful, right? So how you want to manage that in August depends really on what people's gardening goals are. So if you want to keep blooming all the way until frost, then I say just keep fertilizing and just keep doing it. And with our falls becoming a little warmer, I think one of the benefits to keeping fertilizing is that the bees are, they're busy, like they're bulking up, they're feeding, and I think it would be a good service to the bees to keep them blooming as well.
Well, that's a good reason for right there, I think.
No kidding. But if you want to let your annuals go and you need to have the annuals done by the end of August, I would say then you can stop fertilizing about 2 weeks before then, and you'll see that as that happens that the flowering will start winding down. So there's really two options, and make it work for you.
And how do we find you, Sharon?
I am on Facebook and Instagram under Gardening with Sharon, and that's the same name as my website.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Jackie Ray.